to the well-known boat festival at the temple. Andhra Prabhu came over yesterday, asked us, Govinda Maharaj and myself, to go over there and sing. So we'll record that and put that on the podcast. And Andhra Maharaj is not well. Seems like he's got some herniated discs now. His back is very bad. He's in a lot of pain and discomfort. When he's planning to have that treated with, along with his knee, when he goes back to Taiwan, he really has a lot of physical inconvenience. I'd say more than the average. Anyhow, today I'm going to just answer from memory one question that Tarun Krishnapu put on the internet quite a bit earlier, just following our visit to Scotland. That was in January. And he was referring to Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, wherein I wrote that it's the devotional service in any spiritual activity that gives both material and spiritual benefits. This is a statement by Lord Krishna in the 11th canto in his Uddhava Gita, and he says as much in Bhagavad Gita. In the 7th chapter, you'll find Krishna says, Satya Shadaya Yuktas Tasyatam Ihati. Men with a certain faith worship the demigods for some material benedictions, which are actuality bestowed by me alone. This is an interesting topic. It's also an important topic. Important because it shows the Vedic yoga ladder, how different people ascend through different stages of spiritual practice to devotional service, and it also shows the importance of bhakti as being the real catalyst and means for spiritual advancement. In any spiritual practice, be it karma, gyan, or yoga, devotion can be found in some form, to some degree, be it direct, indirect, shadow, reflected. And let me give some examples. In karma, gyan, yoga, there are always different types of sadhanas recommended. These sadhanas include the chanting of mantras, the worship of deities, the offering of obeisances, showing respect to superiors, and there's always an emphasis on performing these activities with a certain type of bhav, with a certain type of feeling, a certain type of sincerity, and that's bhakti. The purpose may vary. The purpose may be for sense gratification. It may be for liberation, acquiring mystic cities. But still, because these acts are there, these are all activities of devotion. However, they're performed, they have some type of result. To the extent that devotional activity approaches or resembles purity, pure devotion, to that degree it will have result. It will empower the practitioner and give results. Something that is 5% devotion will give 5% result. And there are two types of results. One is the material result, and one is the spiritual result. In the case of this indirect process and these other spiritual activities, the spiritual result is secondary, apparently secondary in the sense that it's indirect, although in terms of importance it's primary. And the material result, which is aspired after, that is the direct result. But both of them, just like a jnani wants to become liberated. What is it that is liberating him? It's Krishna here says. He says that they worship the demigods, but it's actually I who give the result. So mukti hitvanyata rupa. Krishna is the one who gives liberation. Demigods cannot liberate. Only Krishna can bestow liberation. And how does Krishna bestow liberation? He bestows liberation through the process of bhakti. So it is bhakti devi, or devotion, that actually gives energy or power to jnana and yoga and karma of their own. They are unable to give any appropriate result. So this is the explanation of what Srin Krishna Prabhu is asking about. And it's an important point, and important, as I mentioned, from these two points of view. We see that it is bhakti and bhakti alone that can give real substantial results. Therefore, why bother with any of these other activities? And that ultimately the goal of the Vedic system, as Krishna clearly says, no matter what people are looking at, looking for, ultimately they're meant to get Krishna, and they're not meant to get anything else. And whenever this topic comes up, naturally, devotees tend to ask, well, then why don't we, if your everything leads to Krishna anyway, and devotional service is there in spiritual practice, why don't we then practice karma yoga or hatha yoga and so on? And the answer is because it's not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised us, neither is it what Srila Prabhupada advised us. True, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught it. He taught it to Sanatana Goswami. He taught it in principle. But he didn't teach it and recommend it for his followers to actually practice. Lord Chaitanya gave everyone a common devotional act, a common spiritual practice, which was pure devotional service. He recommended that that be achieved through the worship of the deity form of the Lord, through chanting Hare Krishna primarily, through associating with pure Vaishnavas, through hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and Anyabhilashita Shunyam. And that these activities should be performed free of any type of motivation. That was Lord Chaitanya's emphasis. No jnana, no karma. Jnana karma vinavritam. And why? Because that Vedic system, which is indirect and can gradually lead you to Krishna, doesn't work in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is too strong. Anything that's direct becomes very, everything that's indirect becomes very indirect. It becomes a means for not getting on the path, but for getting off the path. So Gyan becomes Mayavad, Yoga becomes Mayavad, Karma becomes Mayavad. If you preach to people who propound any of these paths, you'll see that they're all tainted with Mayavad philosophy. And And those people who practice Mayavad philosophy in any way whatsoever, then for them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, everything is lost. So for this reason, we don't recommend any kind of indirect path this day and age. The only path is the path of pure devotional service. That doesn't mean that everyone's immediately meant to surrender everything. They're meant to surrender to this path. And then let the path of pure devotional service purify your heart. You want to engage in sense gratification, fine. But do restricted sense gratification. Stay within the boundaries of Daivi Varnashram. Take responsibility for family life. Raise your children in Krishna consciousness. You can have restricted sense indulgence. But Sarasanga Namakirtan Bhagavata Shravanamatura Vasa Sri Mukti Yashodaya Seva. But practice these five activities and be clear that your path is to go back home, back to Godhead, and nothing else. In that way, Krishna consciousness will give you pure devotional service, will give you that result. It will take you back home, back to Godhead, because it is so powerful, and it is especially empowering, as we say yesterday, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very kind and merciful grace that allows even fallen persons such as us to become successful in life's ultimate goal. Aren't we fortunate? Hare Krishna.